In the early 1960s, there was a tiny thaw in the escalating Cold War between the USSR and the U.S. The movie Bridge of Spies covers the full story. Many people knew kind of the outline, but this is the first time it's all been made very carefully clear. And Spielberg is the director, and the writers are Matt Chapman and Ethan and Joel Coen, so there's a lot of good things to expect here. And this is a true and very hush-hush and bizarre diplomatic mission that involves a Brooklyn attorney named James Donovan, and he's played by Tom Hanks, who's, you know, just about always good. The Berlin Wall is literally under construction, sealing East Germany from the West when Donovan has to travel to this very treacherous militarized zone to meet with his mysterious contact. Though it's extremely dangerous, the question of who is the actual connection is very, very humorous because they keep parading people out and saying, this is who you need, this is the official person. And it's pretty scary because he's more or less on his own in this. He's representing America, but not very officially. What it was all about was there was an incident that happened on May 1st, 1960. The United States had these spy planes doing surveillance over Russia. They were called U-2 planes. And pilot Francis Gary Powers, he got shot down over Soviet airspace. And at first, the Americans, including President Eisenhower, all said, oh, we don't have anything to do with this, and we don't do surveillance. But eventually, they did admit to authorizing this clandestine mission. And it looks really bad now, for things have gotten, by this time, really even colder. It was like a state of permafrost between the two countries. But a plan came to try to bring Powers home. And that involved this James Donovan. Hanks is absolutely perfect as this very modest but tenacious lawyer. And equally proficient is an actor named Mark Rylance, who portrays Soviet espionage agent Rudolf Abel. And this is, I just can't recommend this enough. It's a really good thriller, but it's all historically accurate, so I highly recommend it.